Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Hearth and Home Day honors Falkton residents Dorothy Huss and her late husband Cyril Huss this Saturday. Cyril Huss was a World War II fighter pilot. An authentic P-51 Mustang will be on display at the Falkton Airport during ceremonies which begin at 3 p.m. Part of the community celebration includes the unveiling of commissioned artwork to honor Dorothy and Cyril's World War II service. Joining us on the phone with more on Cyril and Dorothy Huss and Hearth and Home Day is John Mollison. He's a filmmaker and the man behind OldGuysAndTheirAirplanes.com. John, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori.
All right, tell me a story, because this is a good one.
Oh,
they're all good ones, right?
But yeah. Well, if you think about it, you know, how many, let's just say ladies, because that was World War II, had their names painted on the side of their boyfriend or husband's combat aircraft? Yeah. A lot, because I've met a lot of them. But how many of those ladies are alive today? I don't know. Maybe one. And this is a time where we can go back in time and actually meet one of the women that inspired a pilot to fly his missions during World War II. Mm-hmm. The artwork was commissioned by Dr. David West here in Sioux Falls. Excuse me. And Dave and I have worked together on other projects. But when he brought it up to me, he said, John, this is like the last piece of this history. We've got to do something. And all I had was this picture, very grainy. I mean, it's just stereotypical, grainy, dirty photo that you can barely tell what the nose art is. And we thought, you know, while Dorothy is still alive, we've got to draw her P-51. And then, of course, like all these productions go, it just got out of hand. And now it involves a multi-million dollar P-51 flying to Falkton and getting Dorothy out there to see the bird. So this is, but it's just too cool. So yeah,
because that's what you do. So
that's what you do.
That's what you do.
When you come across great history or when you come across great stories, their value, I mean, it's like, it's a simmering burn. The value is the first kind of little flame. But when you really think about it and you start inviting people into the story, it just turns into a blaze. And that's what this has done.
Yeah. Tell me about Dorothy and Cyril. So are they married before he deploys?
Yeah, I believe they were. You know, that's a good question for me. But yeah, I believe they were. They were just newlyweds. And she was a dental assistant, I think, or something to that effect. And then he went off to China-Burma. And if for you history nerds out there, it's called the CBI, but the China-Burma-India Theater of Operations. And he flew a P-51 that he had DOT-T painted on the side of his airplane. And DOT-T was the nickname for Dorothy Huss. Mm. So DOT-T is the name of this P-51. Now, the P-51 that we've got coming in isn't named DOT-T. It's another P-51. Right. And it's actually going to be flown by an Aberdeen native, Dr. John Bormas. But the P-51 that we'll be having come into Falkton, it's a real P-51, very similar to the one that Cyril Huss flew in World War II. And Cyril Huss, by the way, unfortunately died, I think it was in 1995. Mm-hmm. So the real DOT-T, Dorothy, she's been a widow, but she's thrilled. I mean, what do you think? You know, when you have a whole day created for you because of your history and honoring her late husband. I mean, the Huss family is over the moon too. So this is kind of neat.
And so he's from Falk County. And how does the pilot get to decide? I mean, how would he have gone about getting that name painted on the aircraft? Does he find his own artist? Does he kind of like dig it up?
Well, the P-51 that we've got flying in won't have the DOT-T on it.
Right. No, but I'm saying originally, how would that have worked?
Yeah. About nose art. And nose art is really an interesting thing to think about. I mean, you just Google World War II airplanes, and every one of them has something painted on the nose. But the really interesting thing is that there was usually one person in a squadron or a group. A fighter group usually had three squadrons underneath that had some artistic talent. And they would be the person that was just the de facto go-to guy for painting something on your airplane. And when trying to resurrect the dot T, the nose art that I did on my painting of Dorothy's husband's P-51, I had to go back and I found a couple other pictures of the same squadron airplane, as well as this really scratchy, ugly photo of the real dot T. And I had to go back into that into the artist's mind, the guy with the brush who actually did it, because it was clear one guy did all these nose arts, and figure out, okay, how did he do this? And I've got to channel his energy, so to speak. It's kind of a goofy way of looking at it. But
you don't know who he is. You can't find his name or.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay. Sometimes you can. And like there's a fighter group that I've done some history work and I got to meet the nose art guy for the group, but most of the time it was just somebody said, "Hey, you can paint. You're our guy."
Yeah. And when you look at the history of nose art, the quality is, you know, is vastly different. So not everyone had the best artists, and some had incredible artists who showed up and painted. Are there illustrations on this, or is it just lettering the words?
You know, it's just lettering. And we've had a number of media requests who say, you know, "Oh, can I see the artwork?" And we're waiting to release what the artwork really looks like until after Dorothy gets the painting. Mm. But when you look at the dot T and you see how it's rendered, it's pretty crude. it's not perfect. Yeah. But it's rendered as it really looked. So,
had she ever seen the original aircraft? Is she sort of, I mean, is
no.
she, she's only seen the same crummy photo.
Crummy photo. The real dot T was destroyed in, I think it was January 30th, 1945.
Shut up.
When the airplane had got done strafing a Japanese airfield. And it was heavily damaged, and then it landed at another forward field that was American-controlled. But the Japanese were on the move, and they had to leave that forward field, leaving behind Cyril's dot T, and that airplane got destroyed in that leaving behind.
Wow. So what a gift for her. Boy, that's going to be a tough moment to get through, isn't it, John?
No, it's going to be a beautiful moment. I think it's the best moments you can do because you're honoring the past and honoring the present. The family's going to be there. Evidently, somebody has volunteered to sing the American anthem, and I think one of the small town VFWs is going to do color guard. And you know it's Balkton. I bet you everybody shows up at the airport with this loud P-51 buzzes the town, you're gonna want to go, what the heck's going on? And we've been publicizing it like crazy, so it's going to be positive.
And there is a dot T steakhouse.
Oh, right. Well, duh. Yeah, Dorothy ended up getting into the restaurant business.
Yeah.
And this was not that long ago, so even though she's 96, she's an entrepreneur, and it's named after her nickname. So the artwork... we're having it framed. We have it framed. We'll present the framed piece and put that in the Dot T Steakhouse in Falkton. And so anybody who stops in for a drink or steak or whatever, they can see it.
They can see it. All right. So one of my questions as I was looking over some of this material and thinking about the work that you do is fast forward in your imagination to the time when Vietnam veterans are in their 90s. How will we be remembering them and honoring them? Do you think it's just part of what we do? Or is there something intrinsic to World War II and what it means to this country that is so unique?
That's a million-dollar question, and I have an answer for you. This is going to step aside from the dot T, but I think we do education on the Vietnam War a real disservice. Even World War II, even with how we teach history. And I would hope that in 20, 25 years, however long, we're spending a whole lot more time on the Vietnam War and teaching our future leaders, whether they be business or civic or social, whatever they are, on the root causes of the Vietnam War, and really show both sides, because it was such a huge conflict. I can argue that the Vietnam War had as much impact on the United States as World War II did. And so when you bring up this idea of how do we remember the Vietnam War and the Vietnam War veteran, that's near and dear to me. And we can talk about that another day. I'm working on getting another film on the Vietnam War where I go back next year and tell a new story.
Yeah.
But you light me up on the Vietnam War, and I get just as passionate. It's just as important as World War II. World War II was, you know, as Studs Terkel wrote, the good war. And then we have the Vietnam War, and it changes everything. So we need to tell both stories, and we need to tell both stories in such a way that it's meaningful to our future generations, or else all of this will happen again.
Yeah.
And we'll make the same mistakes.
John Mollison with Old Guys and Their Airplanes. You can find more at oldguysandtheirairplanes.com and show up for Hearth and Home Day, August 3rd, 3 p.m. in Falkton at the Falkton Airport. You can see that original P-51 Mustang fighter, similar to the one flown by Cyril Huss during World War II, and check out that specially commissioned artwork created by John Mollison. John, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, Lori, thank you for letting us bring this story to life. And I look forward to seeing anybody. And this is just going to be cool. I hope we pack the place with 1,000 people.